when you hear this, it will be after Father's Day. But to all the fathers out there, all the mentors, all the men,
HFD,
all the men across the world that put in the work, help raise and take care of the generation that's coming after them, I salute y'all and happy Father's Day.
And you know what? It's crazy because there clearly are a lot of females out there. One of my friends just called me and checked me because I didn't bring out the whole parade for you, but I let her know that we got you squared away. You're going to be good. You're going to be straight. We just been a little busy, but she's allowed to check me. She's cool.
All right, man, it's okay. And it's also all good because it also gives me a time to reflect. You know, crazy thing is, this is my 26th Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
And I am 44.
Ooh, do the man.
Yeah. I started early, folks. I started early. But, you know, hey, I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world. I got three beautiful daughters, man. And, you know, at the end of the day, a man can't ask more than that. It's just that, you know, the main thing that they always say that would you're supposed to do in this world, repopulate and put back into the earth what you took from it. I'm hoping by the time my time is said and done, I've done all that. So after that good stuff, let's get to the business.
All right, let's go.
First of all, come by www.thewatch4thehook.com, the Dreamers Tea. We've added a little bit of segue or a little bit of branching for those folks, you know, right now. So we're offering the chest lapel only version of that because we listen to some of our customers and they say, hey, man, can I just get the one with the front?
Yeah.
Just with the chest part. I said, yeah. So that's fine. No issue at all. So that's a little bit cheaper than, you know, the front and back design. So you got the front and back design available. You also got the front chest lapel available. www.watch4thehook.com and check out our latest apparel.
Yeah. And while you're on there perusing and browsing the site, don't forget that Culture Champ is on there. Well, I should say it like this. Don't forget that that taboo shirt, that taboo design, Culture Champ, is on there. And I call it taboo for a reason. And we're actually going to tackle that topic another day. That might be an IG live or something, because I'm probably going to be on a soapbox with that because it's like a long story behind it. But while you're on there looking at that Lady Dreamers tee, check out the Taboo Culture Champ.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Parker, for giving them folks that great information. So we're finna jump into this right now, people. So today we're going to be talking about how some folks see it as you jumping jobs, but other folks see it as climbing the corporate ladder.
Yep.
So what are y'all, what do y'all think we mean by that? All right, so I'm gonna give y'all me an example. I have been in my field of work for about around 20 years. The job I'm at now, I've been at this one job, this one position for 5 years. That has been the longest that I've stayed at one job, one location. The difference is I've worked at another location for 6 years, but I had multiple jobs.
Oh, yeah, because it was a larger site?
No, I just went from one company to the other. Remember, I was working for the sub, and then I went working for the government.
Okay.
Yeah, so right. I was still at the same site technically for 6 years, but I worked two different jobs. So we're looking at it through the lens of why is it that Black people or minorities think it's a bad thing to job hop or quote unquote climb the corporate ladder. For me, almost, I'm not going to say 100% because I've done some dumb shit in my life. Almost every job I've taken has been a step up.
Right. Exactly. I mean, don't take them headaches making a lateral, but sometimes you have to make a lateral in order to be able to position yourself to have the step ups, right?
Yeah, I've even referred to myself as a mercenary. And so what is a mercenary? Mercenary is hired to do a specific job for a specific time.
Yeah.
And then they get the hell on out the way. My average time before this job has been 3 years. And I have been accustomed to that, and I've been fine with that. And I have been okay with that because I understand it's time for me to move the fuck on.
Time to go do something else.
Yeah. For me, in my line of work, I have worked in areas that were dinosaur professions. And you're like, what's a dinosaur profession? So some of the areas I worked at, they knew an end date was coming. They already knew. This is
Right,
not a
right,
project for 30 years. You're not going to
right.
work here 30 years, then retire and ride off into the sunset. No. I also took those jobs because pay more.
Exactly.
And so when you take a job that you know that will pay more, but does not give you the financial security of longevity, that's the definition of a mercenary.
Right. Exactly. That security isn't necessarily
Yeah, no, I'm chasing the bag.
there. Right.
No, and let's keep it a buck. Don't think that you owe anybody anything more than you owe your family. For me as a husband, as a father, I have always known I am supposed to make the best amount of money that I can to provide my family. Because at the end of the day, if the lights shut off on me, my job becomes a requisition number the next day.
Absolutely. Ain't no face. It's a number. Couple of letters, couple of numbers.
And also, you got to look now. These jobs do not treat their employees the way they did 35, 40, 50 years ago. 401ks are out the window. Pensions do not exist.
Right.
So the security of being loyal is no longer there.
No, not really.
And so for us, no. Okay. So for us, you have to look at to the fact that your loyalty is not rewarded. And that's the main thing.
Well, they probably say your loyalty is rewarded in the form of bonuses and things like that. But I mean, some individuals aren't high enough up on the ladder or have a certain pay grade to be eligible for that loyalty reward, that bonus. So, what lies there?
Yeah, I mean, I've told individuals over my years that some jobs are starter jobs.
Right, just like some houses are starter houses.
They are meant to start your career.
That's right.
They are not meant to be career jobs.
No, it's a stepping stone.
But also, America has misled college graduates. For I'm going to now go back about 60 years. And if my wife will allow me to go down this diatribe, I'm going to say that every year there's a new crop of kids or and adults that graduate high school and college that are now what they would call work eligible.
Right.
Problem is, all those big time jobs that they talk about, somebody stays in that seat for 30 to 40 years.
Right.
Which means that job has not been available.
And it ain't eligible for you.
Exactly. So you come out thinking, oh, I'd have graduated college. I'm finna get this big time job. And they're not there.
No, I mean, and that's not to say that it doesn't ever happen. It could quite possibly happen. It's not unheard of. It's just not common. But I guess, just to kind of piggyback off of what you're saying, what you're talking about, my kind of heartburn lies with the fact that if individuals see, oh, this person stayed here for 6 years, they must really love this team. They must really love this company because before coming here, they were a job hopper and they would only stay at a company or in a position like 2 to 3 years. I mean, they would literally leave the companies after 2 to 3 years. But they got here and they must really love this team. Well, when you start to connect the dots and you realize in, a very specific example position, the classification in direct relation, the money that that individual is getting, it's like they ain't staying here because they love this job. They done hopped all of these jobs. Well, I'm air quoting, hopped all of these jobs in our eyes, but in their eyes, they've been climbing the ladder. You call it job hopping. They call it climbing the ladder. So they have now gotten to a rung on the ladder where they're getting what they deserve. They're getting what they've been looking for. They have the big fancy title. They have the big fancy classification with all of the teams underneath them. They have their pay. So no, hell no. I wouldn't leave in 2 years either.
So the quote, the rap group, the Locks, they got the money, power, and respect.
What you need in life.
Exactly. And so also, even listening to what you just said, Ms. Parker, this takes me back to understanding. Black folks have only been in corporate America about six decades.
And apparently some of them still think that we're supposed to sit in one job for 10 years until I have VP, SVP, RD, any of that, either behind or in front. No, I'm not sitting there
okay
for 10 years. Uh-oh.
So you gave me all them acronyms. I need some verbiage behind them, please.
VP, Vice President, SVP, Senior Vice President, RD, Regional Director.
So the first one she said was the lowest on the totem pole, right?
No, RD is the lowest, regional director. Then it goes VP, which is vice president. So those RDs are going to report to their VP. And once their VP has gotten, and I've seen this, 1 year of experience, they're now promoted to SVP because now you a senior vice president. Somebody need to make that make sense to me.
Okay, so I asked you those questions because I need you to show the climb in the corporate ladder.
Oh, I just did.
Yeah. Thank you for explaining it to the listeners.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Our listeners are so happy that I had her explain it. What some people call job hopping. What you just heard from Ms. Parker was climbing the corporate ladder.
That's climbing
the ladder.
Those
are three different positions.
Yeah.
And there have been multiple times. This happens thousands of times a day. People don't realize how money moves, but we talked about that in another episode. These type of transactions happen thousands upon thousands of times a day in corporate America. Mm-hmm. Somebody goes from RD and they get promoted to a VP.
Or whatever they have in between those two.
Exactly. And they go to an SVP.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because they move people around.
Sure do.
I'm telling you, the corporation I work for,
318. You'd be like, what the hell is this came for?
Listen, they will create someone a dime.
This is the mitigation refuge department. Wait, what are they mitigating?
Whatever they call refuge. You ain't got to dig into that. So, but that's what we're talking about. When people look at it saying, oh, you're a job hopper. No, you got to understand.
I'm climbing and moving just like you.
This is how the game is played.
Or I'm climbing and moving like you should too.
Well, we always talked about, oh, no, not always. We talked about another episode, getting your bag.
Yeah.
You know, just go back and find getting your bag. Loyalty is not rewarded anymore.
Not necessarily.
Just keeping it a buck. They, like we just talked about earlier, they've taken away the pensions. They've taken away your 401k. They are now combining your sick and your personal leave. Y'all
PTO.
Ain't understand.
It ain't even vacation no more. It's PTO.
Yeah, y'all ain't understand. People used to get sick time and personal time that was separate. They are now, most of these corporations are now combining them together. So you're basically getting half of what you used to get. Or now, they're breaking up your personal time off with your PTO into buckets. You get a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit later on and a little bit near the end of the year. Hell, wait a minute. You still working. You've worked for them all year, but they're basically saying, we're going to play the waiting game to see if you leave and save our money.
Yeah.
But you working for them still makes them money.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about when people say, oh, you're a job hopper. No, I'm a person who's benefiting me and my family the most.
This is what I'd like to say. If you're working for a business or a company or a corporation, when you find that balance and figure that art out, you'll start holding yourself like it's your own corporation, which is why you start trying to move up rungs on the ladder. Because it's a corporation, working for a corporation. Do you get what I'm saying?
Now, you remember the oldest baby. She's 26.
Yeah.
I told her at the age of 18, you have to be so-and-so INC.
That's right.
Huh? What you mean, Daddy? You have to run yourself like you're a business
Right.
because there's nobody that's gonna take care of you like you.
And businesses don't make money and moves if they're stagnant.
Exactly. So that's why businesses are always looking for the biggest, the best, the brightest, the
Yep.
most functional, because those people make them the most profit.
Yep.
If they're looking for somebody that's slow, stagnant, not career driven,
Yep.
they don't make the most money. But
Nope.
also, they will hire people at a lower pay scale that they know ain't looking to go nowhere besides here.
Because you don't need much for, those particular areas. You just need a little bit.
They like, oh yeah, and these are documented numbers for God knows how long. High school graduates make less than college graduates.
Absolutely.
Not saying that is the thing 100% of the time. No, there are also people who only had a high school education that started their own business, which means guess what? They don't work for nobody. They
That's
work for
right.
themselves.
That's right.
So they're the anomalies and they aren't in those numbers. But the numbers tell you a high school graduate makes less than somebody with a college education, makes less than somebody with an associate's degree or a college equivalent education. Somebody with an associate's or a college equivalent degree will make less than somebody with a post-secondary education degree, which is a master's. Typically, then the people with masters typically make less than those with PhDs or doctoral degrees. That's just the math and the numbers. A lot of people will turn around and say, well, that's not true.
I mean, there are some cases where, there are some anomalies, and that's fine. That's why it's called research.
Yeah. And I can tell people all the time, me and Miss Parker have two postgraduate degrees between us. We also have four college degrees or greater. Me and her both got master's
Yeah.
degrees. We explained our kids the other day, we're published authors. Not like, so where the hell the books at? We was like, oh, that part. And we was like, yeah, we got them. They somewhere around here. They was like, why y'all didn't tell us y'all are published authors? And we was like, damn, we never said
I
that out
think we
loud.
did. They probably just weren't paying
Yeah, I
attention
mean,
on
well,
the
they're
day.
only 16 and 12, so I
Yeah.
mean, they were younger. But we say that to be talking about the simple fact is that when you put in more work, you get more of the certifications, you look better on paper,
You do.
which also helps you do what? Climb corporate ladder. Or as some folks look at it helps you job hop.
It makes it easier. It's a hot job.
Yeah, listen, I am told people religiously, and I'm not even a religious person. I don't owe the motherfucker shit.
Nope.
Man, you've been there. They treated you well, maybe.
I don't care. I mean, okay. And if they treated you bad, what were you gonna do? The
Leave
same
sooner.
thing. Either exactly, you were either gonna continue to stay or you were probably gonna leave sooner. Like, again, until you get a certain number of letters before or, behind my name for a position title, I'm not staying. So for that individual that hopped jobs and left companies in positions every 2 to 3 years, and now they're somewhere for 6 years and I'm not gonna even use that word. Individuals think they're just so in love with their job, the company, and the team. No, they finally got what they were looking for. They reached nirvana. Okay, get out. Stop being blind.
And as for me, I've been served like straight since I was probably about four or five. That's why I like my liquor. And I had to understand I was once fired from a job, and I was also once let go from a job. And some people was asked, what's the difference? The wizard wasn't one for me because
Outcome's the same.
I'm still unemployed.
Yeah, no check.
One by a misunderstanding, the other one was because the stock market crashed and they need to cut some losses.
Yeah.
Last one hired, first one fired. So for me, I've understood for over about 15 years now, loyalty ain't shit in this game.
No, you better watch out for yourself.
Exactly. And I've always treated myself as a commodity. When I go into interviews, I tell people, your company will be better off because you hired me. Well, that sounds something. No, find out. I'm the real fuck around to find out. No, hire me. I guarantee you, when I leave, somebody is going to be, or somebody's going to be like, damn, man, we going to miss you. You know why they going to miss you? Because you brought something to the motherfucking table.
Right.
Be that miss you person. Ms. Parker is a miss you person. When you leave somewhere to better yourself, a.k.a. job hopping.
Right, right, right.
A.k.a. climbing the corporate ladder. They'll be like, man, we're going to really have to find about two or three people to do what you was doing.
Right, right, right. Exactly. You're exactly right.
That's what we're talking about. Because some people just think, oh, man, you got a 10-year resume and you've been at five places. But one thing about it, on that resume, they'll say, can we contact your former supervisor or former boss? And when you check, yeah, you checking, yeah, because you know you that motherfucker.
Right, right.
You
right.
know you that, you know you put in that work. And you know they ain't going to lie on you.
Right.
Say, oh,
right.
If I had a chance to hire them again, would you? And they'd be like, shit, yeah. Hell, we ain't found nobody to replace him or her. You like, shit.
But you don't even want to get it, like, twisted. Job, some people consider, you know, 2 and 3 years transition is job hopping. They have like a new national average out. The person, the average time spent at a job from a person now is 18 months. So now, if you stand at 24 months, you're doing them a favor.
Damn, 18. That's
yeah, 18 yeah. months. Yeah. Basically, people are getting out of their probationary periods if there are some. They're getting their training. They're getting like a year under their belt. And then they gone because now you can speak to it fluidly.
And this is what I think us, when I say us, Black America got to understand. You got to learn the game. And some people are like, huh, what you mean? The game is always the game. It doesn't matter which game you're in. You play basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer. Corporate America is a game. The yeah. game for them is to be profitable. That's all they care
in
about.
In the most efficient manner it's possible.
Like, all they care about is being profitable. You now have to be corporate America in your head.
That's why I say it. When you start to treat yourself as a business, then and only then, will you say you get it?
Profit makes the world go round. Does it not? They say money. Money is one thing, but profit keeps your doors open.
That's right.
Does it not? So you, as the corporate entity of such and such and such, INC.com, you know how much your bills are. You know if you're struggling on your bills, and you barely making, as they say, barely making pay.
Mm-hmm.
You need to figure out how to make yourself, which is you, your business, more profitable.
Right.
Whether it's going out job hopping, job seeking, job certification grabbing, educational upgrading. You have to do those things in order to make you, your business, more profitable. Because at the end of the day, nobody knows your struggles but you.
Yeah, that's right.
And everybody say, as always, I gotta do what I gotta do to keep the lights
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, Ms. Parker, I appreciate you. You know, have we really, I think we've hit it on the nose good enough about loyalty. We talked about that in another episode, you know, get your bag. But the misconception of job hopping and climbing the corporate ladder. You think we didn't hit that on the head
I
enough?
could probably say more, but I mean, they gotta, you gotta figure out first, you know, that you really want to treat yourself as a business. Don't be worried about what other people think. And, you know, in interviews, you will get asked, or some people will make that remark. And you can do one of two things. You can let it affect you enough to bomb the interview, to throw it, or you can let it not affect you and you can keep going and say, give me this job because this job paid more than the last.
We'll catch y'all next time.